Let this abomination unto the Lord begin!
You're listening to Podcrapular Light.
Oh my God, I'm so excited, I wish I could wet my pants!
Podcrapular.
That comes with salad or soup.
Light.
I don't care how educational it is, let's do it!
Podcrapular Light.
Life is hilariously cruel.
Because Golf Widow and Andy had better things to do.
Get used to disappointment.
So you're stuck with Josh.
I happen to be a holding, stroking, loving machine. Also spank.
I've never really felt accepted at parties or nude beaches.
That young man fills me with some other emotions that are weird and deeply confusing me.
Podcrapular Light.
Listen, this is gonna be one hell of a bowel movement.
Hey, it's Josh, and welcome to another episode of Podcrapular Light. As you've probably guessed by now, Golf Widow and Andy try to get their schedules together, so here I am. It could be worse. You could have nothing sitting here in the feed, and then what would you do for fun? And, you know, these are fairly short, so you can squeeze one in while you're squeezing one out or rubbing one out. If you really think my voice is that great, you know, by all means, stick your hand in your pants and do what comes natural, at least in the front. If you stick it in the back of your pants, I am not responsible for what your fingers smell like. And no jokes about the chocolate-covered pretzels, please, because that's just icky. A few weeks ago, I posted a blog entry on 11alive.com, which is where I work, about how I had a garage sale. And while my wife and I were going through all the stuff for the garage sale, I found this box of clothes. And this box of clothes sort of had a long and storied history. Inside it, I found a shirt that my wife hates. It's very busy. It's not, you know, tasteless or anything. It's not paisley. It doesn't give you hypno-toad when you turn on the TV and look at it. But it's got a lot of colors on it and some patterns. It basically looks like a, you know, when you stay at somebody's house and they give you the crappy sheets that don't really match and smell a little funky and they have those weird patterns? Well, that's kind of what it looks like. I like it. It's extremely comfortable. Well, I found that shirt and a bunch of other shirts in this box, which had been sealed up since at least November 2003. And I know that because I know I sealed that box up before I got married. I stuck it up in the top of my closet in my house in Florida. I know it was sealed up sometime after the beginning of 2002 and before the end of 2003. Well, I reopened it for the first time in October of 2007. So for the sake of argument, let's say that box was sealed up for 4 years, maybe 4.5 years. Clothes that I had stuck in there that I didn't fit into because I had gained weight and gained weight and gained weight and, you know, tried to lose it and failed miserably. And eventually just threw the clothes in there and said, well, the hell with this. That box has survived moving from my house in Florida to my first house in Georgia, from my first house in Georgia to my second house in Georgia, all over the place in the basement and in the garage until I finally found it underneath a big box of books. And, you know, I went through the clothes and we've washed them since then. There's some stuff in there that I really wanted to wear. There's a pair of convertible khaki pants that I haven't worn since sometime in mid-2002. I know that because I remember wearing them when I had to drive to Florida, but it was when we were in our new office in Orlando, so I knew it had to be sometime in 2002. So, you know, maybe the box hasn't been open in 5 years. I don't know. Anyway, all those clothes have been washed, and it was a good thing, too, because I think the people at work were starting to take bets. Which blue shirt is Josh going to wear today? Is it going to be the dark blue one? Is it going to be the dark blue button down? Is it going to be the bright blue one? Is it going to be the pale blue one? Is it going to be the sky blue one? Is it going to be that crazy weird blue one with the green collar insert? Is it going to be the vibrant blue one that you wish your eyes were that color? I got a lot of blue shirts. Got a lot of red shirts, too. Got some purple ones, got some black ones. Everything's solid color except for that one crazy-ass pillowcase refugee shirt that I mentioned a few minutes ago. So I don't quite fit into the clothes yet. I thought that I did, but I tried them on a couple of nights ago from when I recorded this, which at this point is probably a couple of weeks ago. Tried the shirts on, They didn't quite fit. One of them is just about right, but it's not quite long enough. So I need to lose maybe 2 or 3 more inches in the stomach region. And, you know, I've lost 47 pounds this year, so I can't see how it's going to be that difficult for me to maybe lose another 5 before the end of the year. At least I hope so. And, you know, the great thing is I did it without really dieting. I just decided one day I'm going to change my eating habits and I'm going to exercise every day. And exercising every day, I swear, it's not as hard as you think. Just give it a try. I mean, wake up an hour earlier and take a run around the neighborhood. Go on Craigslist and buy an old piece of exercise equipment. Or if you're lucky, like I am, find a job, work at a job that has a gym. We have a gym downstairs, and for a long time, for I guess 6 months, I was walking on the Stairmaster for 45 minutes every morning, watching movies, TV episodes from shows that you can't get in America. What else was I doing? I would read, I would write, I wrote a little bit. If you ever read my story, It's Not Cheating If You Don't Love Him Back, which you may or may not have, and if you haven't, someday I'll explain why you haven't. Anyway, I wrote about 2,000 words of that on the Stairmaster. Lost a lot of weight. It was good for me. Then the Stairmaster broke. And right now I'm walking on the treadmill, and I hate the treadmill because A, it's boring, B, I'm uncoordinated and will fall off of it, and C, the Stairmaster had this really cool little thing that I could hook my laptop on so I could watch movies or write or whatever. Well, the treadmill doesn't have that. Some treadmills do, but not the treadmills in our office, or at least in our gym at the office. I mean, there's not a treadmill actually in the office, as cool as that would be. So what I have to do is I have to take the weight bench, move the weight bench in front of the treadmill, tilt the back up. I found this heavy-duty appliance cart, lean the appliance cart up against the back of the weight bench, balance my laptop on top of that, and then plug in a pair of my studio headphones because they're the only ones with a long enough cord to reach back to the Stairmaster. And then I have to not move too far back or I'll yank them out or knock the laptop on the floor, and that would really suck. And I really can't watch anything risque. Like, when I first started working on the treadmill, I had just started watching another gay movie, which is sort of a parody of the American Pie genre, but with all gay characters. It's not worth your time. It had a few laughs, but the best part was this guy, the guy who played Nico. I forget the actor's name, and again, I don't have internet down here, so I can't really do anything about that. He had a wonderful smile that I think would do really well if he ever wanted to play the Joker in any Batman movies. And hey, for all I know, he read for the part of the Joker in the Justice League movie that is upcoming. I hope he gets it. He's a good actor. Anyway, I had to stop watching that because I can't turn it off if somebody walks in. I mean, occasionally the head of sales marketing will come in and jog for a little while, and I don't want her seeing that stuff. Maybe she'd enjoy it. I don't know. Maybe she wouldn't, but I don't want to get in trouble for harassment or anything like that. I mean, that's the last thing I need. I like my job. So today, meaning a few weeks ago by the time you hear this, I really watched the most risque thing I've watched, and got a little bit of teasing about it from one of the guys in my department. I watched the first 30 minutes of Life Force, starring, among other people, Patrick Stewart. For what has to be at least 80% of the first half hour of this film, there is a naked girl walking around. And for a film that came out in the 80s, I think, she's really gorgeous. A lot of the naked chicks in films from the 80s either are full of silicone or are kind of bleh. But this girl, Matilda May, and I really should have looked up and seen what she's done lately, but I was lazy. Watching her walk around naked, probably I wouldn't say the highlight of my day because I did some other cool stuff, but it was a good way to spend half an hour. So, you know, if you're into it, download or rent Life Force, and hey, it's got a naked chick in it. How bad could it be? So, you can check us out on the web, golfwidow.podomatic.com. That's where you can get our phone number, and you can call and leave us a message about what you've heard on this episode of Pod Crapular Light, or about another episode of Pod Crapular, or just, you know, talk to us. We enjoy that sort of thing. It is a new phone number. I honestly don't remember it off the top of my head. And again, the problem is I don't have internet. Golf Widow is at golfwidow.net. Andy Martello is at andymartello.com. And as for me, I can be found at listener42.livejournal.com. That'll about wrap it up for this episode of Podcrapular Light. For all you know, the next time you hear from us, it could be Golf Widow and Andy. So keep the feed on and stay tuned. I'm Josh, and remember, know yourself. Don't accept your dog's admiration as evidence that you're wonderful.